There is no cure for HIV, but scientists may be getting closer. Cure isn't a word normally used in the context of AIDS. For most of the 35 years since HIV, the virus responsible for the disease, was first identified, doctors have viewed the notion of a cure as more fantasy than fact. That's because HIV is a virus unlike any other. It disables the very immune cells that are supposed to destroy it and also sequesters itself in the body's cells, staging the ultimate deadly ambush whenever the immune's defense guard comes down, months or sometimes even years later. Yet for the first time in the HIV epidemic that currently affects nearly 37 million people worldwide, some experts are starting to aim for a cure, cautiously, as they fashion the next generation of HIV treatments. Scientists now understand how HIV burrows itself inside cells and remains cloaked with the immune system's watchful gaze, and they have some ideas about how to expose and annihilate it. The National Institutes of Health, NIH, is funding HIV cure efforts because on this new knowledge, and advocacy groups like AMFAR are also pouring resources into not just treating HIV, but also finding ways to eradicate it completely. Absolutely, HIV can be cured, says Rowena Johnston, Vice President and Director of Research for AMFAR. The bazillion-dollar question is how. Doctors today have no trouble keeping HIV under control in people who are infected thanks to antiretroviral ARV drugs, which stop the virus from replicating once it finds its way inside healthy cells. If it is not making more copies of itself, HIV cannot spread to infect new cells. That translates into a healthier, longer lives for people who are HIV positive. Yet, as powerful as the current drug treatments are, they need to be taken daily to keep the virus suppressed, and they can't actually rid the body of infected cells. For self-preservation, some HIV does not actively pump out more copies of itself, but instead lies dormant inside certain immune cells. The drugs are remarkably good at stopping the virus from replicating, says Dr. Robert Siliciano, professor of medicine at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, who first identified these sleeping virus reservoirs. The problem is that there is also a form of HIV that is not replicating and is latent, that is not affected by the drugs and not seen by the immune system. These are the viruses that come roaring back when people stop taking their medications or take them erratically.